It's time to check in with Mark Cass, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal, and lots to talk about this week. Mark, let's start with Summerfest. There was a report they released the other day about the three-week schedule. Is it working?
You know, the economic impact was looked at this and found it to be about $160 million. And when you look at it per day, because of fewer days than in the past, it is comparable. It is actually a little bit up over the pre-days when they went 11 straight. So I think what they're saying is, yes, it is an impact. And it makes sense if you think about it. Like, if you get more weekends, you got the opportunity for others to either drive here, fly here, spend the weekend in the hotel, eat in our restaurants, to be more active in the city as compared to earlier in the week, whether it's, you know, so I think that's worked for them. You know, I get asked all the time, is this going to be long-term? I think it is. I think this is the new model. I mean, it's obviously worked for them. It's worked for them in terms of attendance has come back. It works for them in terms of how they schedule the more high-profile bands. So I think they like it. Things can always change, of course, but I think the economic impact shows it is working right now.
Well, the other big party happening this summer is going to be the RNC. We're already seeing that some of the venues and restaurants and bars are getting booked. Do you think this is going to pick up more? Or, I mean, is everybody booked up during the big event?
Yeah, not yet. It's been slow. It's been slower. I think people are a little surprised at how slow it's been as compared to 2020. Maybe there's some hesitancy out there. Maybe they're waiting to see how the nomination worked out. But, you know, we're starting to see some movement. We heard this week a couple of the bars and restaurants around the arena have gotten it booked up. Others are expected to be soon. I think we'll start to hear in the next few weeks where some of the major media networks are going to be, where CNN's going to be, where the Fox is going to be, where ABC's going to be, which are big deals because of the live remotes that happen there. So, yes, I think April, May, June is going to be very, very active around here. We're still waiting on some of the contracts. And the momentum is going to really start to happen because, you know, Libby, it's not that far away. You're talking only 3 or 4 months away. Activity is really going to ramp up. They have a nominee now. So it's going to be real interesting to watch next few weeks as this thing plays out because it's going to be huge for the city, and now's the time.
Are all the hotels already booked for that?
The majority of them will be booked through the RNC. They will have the, you know, either have a specific state that's going to be with them or whether it's high-level people and all that. So, yes, I think it's all the way up to Sheboygan, all the way to Madison, all the way to Kenosha, but only in Wisconsin as compared to 2020 when it went all the way to O'Hare. So much more of an economic impact here in Wisconsin as compared to with our friends in Illinois.
What about the presumed nominee, former President Trump? Any word on where he is going to headquarter for that week?
I would be shocked if it wasn't the Trade because you're right across the street from the arena. I'll give you three probably. The Trade really makes the most sense because of its location. It also has that huge suite. So I think that's the most obvious place. If not, then go to the Pfister, where a lot of high-level presidents stay. Or maybe someplace in the Third Ward for the Journeyman. Those are the three high-level hotels we have in the city. But if I had to say where I think it's going to be, it would be the Trade, because he can literally walk across the street, right?
And he just might. You never know what he's going to do. Well, it's going to be interesting the week of the RNC, because anybody who works downtown, us included, it's going to be interesting getting in to where we need to be. And now you've got U.S. Bank employees. They've all been ordered back to the office. Why did they do that? And are most downtown businesses saying, okay, you're going to come back down here to work?
Yeah, you're seeing more and more of this. I think most companies that I talk to, it's 3 or 4 days a week. So here, if you have a large national here ordering its employees back, they've been flexible with them. I think people are seeing now we need more collaboration in the office. We need more people working together. We need more interaction. So I think you're seeing it more and more. What I don't see is anybody ever ordering them to work every day in the office as we had pre-2020. I talked to many CEOs. I mean, it's hard for them, but on the Fridays, it's just hard to have employees in the office. Employees will not come in the office, though. I would be shocked if it went all the way back. There's no doubt as you wander out over lunch hour with the traffic in the downtown, there are more employees back, but it'll never be the same as it was pre-2020.
And speaking of employees downtown, Fiserv has finally opened their headquarters. How many employees do they have? And are most of them going to be in the office? And what's it going to do for that area of downtown?
Yeah, that's great for you guys. Think about the food hall. Think about what's going on right in your building. There's next door, right above the Kohl's store that just opened, adding 800 employees right there in beautiful headquarters in the heart of downtown. And as part of their agreement with the city, is a mandate that 60% of their employees have to be in the office. So yes, they will be there. The whole point of that office is to have them be in the downtown, to interact with the food hall, to interact with the MSO, to walk the streets, to be active. That was a big draw for them, and the city really wanted that. So yeah, what it means for that area, how many times we talked about this? I mean, the west area on Wisconsin Avenue is the hottest area right now in the region. So much going on. Food hall, MSO, Milwaukee Tool, the convention center expansion, everything that's going on there, it has become the hot place. Even 9 years ago, it was virtually empty. Now it's incredibly active. It's the energy and just really good to see. And I think you'll see more in that area with the convention hotel, hopefully on 4th and Wisconsin at some point, and then with what's going on over on 6th of Michigan with the Iron District. So lots going on in that area.
All right, another area where a lot's going on is the East Side. We've heard about plans for the Downer Theater to reopen.
Yeah.
Who's behind it, and what are the plans?
Kind of nice, isn't it? I know when that closed last fall, there was a lot of people who were unhappy. Oldest running theater in Milwaukee area, a lot of history. People love going there. Closed, unfortunately. And now it's going to be run by the same group that's running the Oriental Milwaukee Film. They're going to start with their film festival in a couple weeks and then start to run it as a regular theater. Good news for the region, good news for the area with the Oriental and the Downer. There's just so much history there, Libby. And to have those theaters open again, and, you know, it's hard enough for these theaters to kind of operate after 2020 with COVID. Now to see these theaters that have history, to really have some of a character, is great for the city. And I think they're going to do very well kind of long term as people hopefully return to the theater.
Well, it's always great to have you return to Wisconsin Weekend Morning News, Mark. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You are all about the transitions. I love that. You are the best at that.
Have a great week, Mark.
Always good to talk to you, and I'll talk to you next week, maybe.